Lecture topic, stepping into the shoes of others.
One person came once in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the presence of other Sahaba that were seated there. And he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that give me the permission to commit zina. Obviously this was a very shocking aspect that he put forward. So this hadith is quite well known, we've discussed it many times. So in any case, the lesson to drive from there today, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then calmly called him forward and then asked him several questions. And all the questions were in the same direction, that would you tolerate and would you be okay with somebody doing something similar with your sister, your mother, your daughter, those who are close to you? So obviously it's totally intolerable. No sane person can think about it. So just as you would not tolerate this and not be able to digest this, that any such thing happens with those who are close to you, so likewise whoever you might intend doing such a terrible thing with would be somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's sister. So now the very important and very great lesson that has been taught here, one is this very aspect itself. And then the same lesson on a broader note, that when these kind of issues come to heart and mind, when shaitan whispers these kind of waswasas and all these evil thoughts, so to always put ourselves in the shoes of the opposite person. Person sometimes, for example, wants to make some hurtful comment, whatever it might be, but you know, sometimes it's because of totally complete ignorance. Person doesn't even think about that what is he saying and how he's going to impact on somebody else. But many times he himself realizes that this is not a good thing to be saying to anybody. So before saying it, put oneself in the shoes of that person, that if the same thing was said to me, would I be okay with it? Would I be happy about it? If I'm not happy about it being said to me, then how can I say the same thing to somebody else? And likewise, all the other things that we get ourselves involved in, what kind of comments we make, what kind of actions we sometimes do, how we treat others. So before doing that, before giving that same treatment to somebody, make somebody else the victim of our mocking, our teasing, in a way that now that person is hurt. And we understand this well. We know who is getting hurt with what we're saying, what we're doing. It's not that we don't have any idea, but just that the concern that we are going to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, we're going to have to answer about this, let alone the day of Qiyamah, which is a reality, even in dunya already, the ill effects of this will come. But all this disappears from our hearts and minds, and we go about doing things, saying things without any concern. So the lesson to learn from this is, we first put ourselves in the shoes of the next person, and then feel that feeling of how we will, what will be our condition if the same thing was done to us, we were treated in the same way. So if we don't like it, how can we adopt that for someone else? This must become a constant thought whenever we think about saying something to somebody or treating somebody in some way. First make this a habit of thinking about this, and think about that I'm going to have to stand on the day of Qiyamah and answer about this as well. So without this engaging the mind in this manner properly, then we go about things recklessly. It doesn't bother us how we speak, what we do. That becomes the manner in which our life gets molded then. That becomes the standard manner of speaking, the standard manner of dealing with things. And that's when we get ourselves into deep trouble later in life, in dunya also. And the akhirat, Allah save us, what the consequences can be if this doesn't get forgiven. So it's not a matter of just passing time, having fun, and don't bother about how things are. We'll see later. That later could be too late. Now is the time. Shaitan puts his procrastination. Oh, you sort it out later. One person was going somewhere. He was going to the company of his sheikh somewhere. But now he was caught up in some wrong of misusing the gaze. So he said, well, I'm going now, I'm going to be spending whatever time there, so I'll fix it up there, it'll come right after I spent some time in the company of the Sheikh. So now that I'm going now, the last, so to say, time, let me just carry on looking whatever I want to see. And on the whole journey, he carried on misusing his gaze. Shortly before he reached, he met an accident. He survived it, fortunately. But that became a big lesson to him. But what if I passed away in this? That I thought now, I'll fix it up later. But it could have been that later would have never come to fix it up because I could have gone in this accident. So this is the way shaitan traps a person. Or later. Later, that later sometimes doesn't come. So the time is now. Time is never later. Time is now to make that decision within ourselves that we need to correct ourselves. We need to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. We need to make tawbah from the past. And this will become the means of the goodness of dunya and the goodness of akhirat as well. Allah Ta'ala give us.